The following shiur was originally given on the second night of Sukkot, Tovshin Ayin Ches, in Congregation Or Torah, Edison, New Jersey. It is now being repeated on the second day, Chol HaMoed Sukkot, Tovshin Ayin Ches. The shiur is in honor of the yahrzeit of Aharon Shmuel Zanvil ben Yosef Meir, Zichrono Livracha, Mr. Samuel Strouch, whose yahrzeit is the second day of Sukkot. The Torah in Parshas Kedoshim says, V'lifnei iver lo sitei michshol v'yoreso mi'elokecha. This is the issue that we call lifnei iver. And the pasuk literally means you shouldn't put a stumbling block in front of somebody who's blind, that they should fall and trip. However, the Chachamim gave two other isurim learnt out from this pasuk. One quoted by Rashi on the pasuk, lifnei asuma b'davar lo sitein eitza she'ein hogenes lo. In front of someone who's blind in a particular area, you shouldn't knowingly give him bad advice, especially if you stand to gain from that bad advice. And another drasha quoted by the Chinuch, you shouldn't help or enable somebody to do an Aveira. I think Marav Arzor gives two examples. First, you're not allowed to give a cup of wine to a Nazir. A Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. So if you give a cup of wine to a Nazir, that's Lifnei Iver. And second, you're not allowed to give Eivir Menachai to a Ben Noach. A guy is not allowed to give Eivir Menachai. So if you give Eivir Menachai to a guy, that's also a problem with Lifnei Iver. So you have three Isurim learned out from this Pasuk. The literal translation, you're not allowed to put a stumbling block so someone should trip, you're not allowed to give somebody bad advice, you're not allowed to help somebody do an Aveira. Minchas Chinuch has a whole discussion. Now that we have these other two drushas, perhaps the literal translation is not even included in the Pasuk anymore. I mean, obviously, you're not allowed to trip somebody, that would be usur, but the question is it officially part of the Pasuk of Lifnei Iver? But either way, by far, the Lifnei Iver, which is quoted most in the Gemara, is Lifnei Iver of helping somebody do an Aveira. And the question we have to analyze is, what exactly is this Isser, Lufnei Iver, of helping somebody do an Aveira? Should we say, if you help somebody do an Aveira, so to some degree, on some level, you violated that specific Aveira also? Or should we say, no, Lufnei Iver is not related to the specific Aveira that's being violated. Rather, there's a general Isser, you're not allowed to cause somebody else to do an Aveira, whatever that Aveira might be. And there are a number of differences. First of all, how do we evaluate the severity of the Lufnei Iver? So if your Lifnei Iver is related to the specific Aveira that's being done, so the more chomer the Aveira, the more chomer Lifnei Iver. So Lifnei Iver of Chil Shabbos is worse than Lifnei Iver of eating Chazer, because Shabbos is more chomer than eating Chazer. But if you hold Lifnei Iver as a general Isser, so then they not let us call somebody to do an Aveira, so then all Lifnei Ivers are equal. You can't call somebody else to do an Aveira. Another difference, all mitzvahs and Aveiras are classified as either ben Adam l'makom or ben Adam l'chaveiro. So the question is, where does Lifnei Iver fit in? So if you say Lifnei Iver is related to the specific Aveira that's being done, so assuming the Aveira itself is Ben Adam L'makom, so Lifnei Iver will be Ben Adam L'makom. If you hold Lifnei Iver as a general Isser, you're not allowed to call somebody else to do an Aveira, so then Lifnei Iver would be an Isser Ben Adam L'chaveiro. What's the difference if it's Ben Adam L'makom or Ben Adam L'chaveiro? So one difference would be, let's say you want to do tshuva. So if you violate an Isser Ben Adam L'makom, so you cop Al-Chet on Yom Kippur, you do tshuva, and that's it. But if you violate an Isser Ben Adam L'chaveiro, you have to ask the other person for mechila. Another nafkamina, the Gemara of Metzia discusses the institution of shlichus. That a person has the ability to appoint a shliach to do something on his behalf, and when the shliach does it, the result reverts back to the mishalayach. So for example, if a person wants to get married, so normally the man gives a woman the ring, and they're married. But if the man wants, for whatever reason, he could point to shliach and say, please give this ring to that woman. And when the shliach gives the ring to the woman, so the woman's married to the mishaleach. Now, I don't know if that's going to work out with the photographer, but okay, but they're married. But the Gemara says there's an exception, and that is ein shliach l'dvar aveira. If somebody points a shliach to do an aveira on his behalf, and then he does it, so we don't say the aveira reverts back to the mishaleach, rather the shliach himself is responsible for the aveira. Because who told you to listen to him to do the aveira? But the Gemara says that only applies if the shliach himself is a bar chiyuva in the isra that's being done. That he himself is prohibited from doing the isra that he was appointed to do. But if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, he has no prohibition to do that avera that he was asked to do, then we don't say ein shliach l'dvar avera, rather the avera reverts back to the mishaleach. What's an example? So the Gemara says, let's say a kohen appoints a yisra as a shliach to marry a grusha. So a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha, but a Yisrael is allowed to marry a Grusha. So the Gemara says, oh, the Yisrael is not considered a Bar Chiyuva, and therefore you don't say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So both the Tosfos and the Ritva ask, why is the Yisrael not considered a Bar Chiyuva? But he's violating Lifnei Iver, he's causing the Kohen to violate his Isser of marrying a Grusha. So the fact that it violates Lifnei Iver, that alone should be enough to classify the Yisrael as a Bar Chiyuva. So the Ritva basically gives a technical answer. He says there's really no lifnei iver in this case at all. Why? So because the Gemara has a machlokas. At what stage of the process does the Kohen violate his Isser of marrying a Grusha? So one opinion is, as soon as he gives her the ring and marries her, that's the Isser. The second opinion holds he doesn't violate the Isser until he actually lives with her. So the Ritva says, this Gemara goes according to the second opinion, that the Kohen doesn't violate the Isser until he actually lives with her. Therefore, when the Yisrael gives the ring to the Grusha on behalf of the Kohen, so at that point, the Kohen didn't violate anything yet. If he didn't violate anything, so Yisrael didn't violate lifnei iver. So that's why the Gemara says he's not a Bar Chiyuva. But Ein Hachinami, had you held like the first opinion, who says that the Kohen violates as soon as he marries her, so then the Yisrael would violate lifnei iver, and then he would be considered a Bar Chiyuva. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says it's irrelevant when you hold in the Machlokas about Kohen marrying Grusha when he violates it, because even if the Yisrael violates lifnei iver, at the end of he's not considered a bar chayuva, because at the end of the day, a Yisrael has no prohibition to marry a Grusha. So basically, it's a machlokas between Tosfos and Ritva. In a case where the Yisrael violates lifnei iver of the Kohen marrying the Grusha, is the Yisrael considered a bar chayuva? So the Ritva says yes, and Tosfos says no. What's the machlokas? So we can say the machlokas depends on what is the nature of the isser of lifnei iver. The Ritva holds lifnei iver is connected to the specific isser that's being done. So therefore, if the Yisrael violates lifnei iver of the Kohen marrying a Grusha, so on some level, the Yisrael himself violated the isser of Kohen marrying a Grusha, even though he himself is not a Kohen. And therefore, he would be considered a Bar Chayuva. Whereas Tosfos holds lifnei iver is a general isser. You're not allowed to cause somebody else to do the Avera, but not that you're violating that specific aver. So therefore, even if the Yisrael violates lifnei iver, he's not considered like he violated the isra of Kohen marrying a Grusha. And therefore, he's not considered a Bar Chayuva. We're all familiar with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says, let's say somebody puts a gun to your head and says, you have to violate this avera or else. So you violate the avera. Yavar ve'al yeharig. With three exceptions, Avodah Zarah, Gil Yarayas, and Shvichas Damim. In those three cases, you say yeharig ve'al yavar. So the question is, what if someone puts a gun to your head and says, you don't have to violate Avodah Zarah, you have to cause the other guy to violate Avodah Zarah. So he's forcing you to violate lifnei iver of Avodah Zarah. So the Baal HaMor says, in that case, you also say Yehorek Val Yavor. And the Ramban and the Ran argue and say, no, you only say Yehorek Val Yavor and Avodah Zarah itself, not lifnei iver of Avodah Zarah. So what's the machlokas? So it depends on what the Isra of lifnei iver is. The Baal HaMor holds lifnei iver is related to the specific Isra that's being done. So lifnei iver of Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah itself, and therefore you say Yehorek Val Yavor. Whereas the Ramban and the Ran hold lifnei iver is not related to the specific Isra. It's a general Isra. You're not allowed to cause somebody to do an Aveira. So therefore, lifnei iver of Avodah Zarah is not Avodah Zarah, it's a regular Isra. So regular Isra, you don't say Yehorek Val Yavor. The Yad Malachi, one of the Achronim, has the following question. Let's say you give the person the item of the Isser, you give the Nazir the wine, but in the end he doesn't drink it. He doesn't violate the Isser. Is there lifnei iver? Should we say there's only lifnei iver if the guy violates the Isser in the end? Or no, even if he didn't violate the Isser, the fact that you gave him the opportunity, you put the mechshol in front of him, that's enough to violate lifnei iver. So we can say it depends on this machlokas, what is the Isser of lifnei iver? If your lifnei iver is related to the specific Isser that's being done, so it makes sense to say, if the Isser was done, there's lifnei iver. If the Isser wasn't done, there's no lifnei iver. If your lifnei iver is a general Isser, you're not going to call somebody else to do an Aveira, so it could be that even if the guy doesn't end up doing the Aveira, the fact that you gave him the opportunity to do the Aveira, that would be enough to be mechayev you in lifnei iver. Now, if you hold like the first opinion, if you hold like the first way, that you only violate lifnei iver if the person actually does the Aveira, so if you come out, let's say you gave the guy the wine and he drinks the wine. So besides violating the Isra of the Nazir drinking wine, he himself now violates lifnei iver on the first guy. Because had he not drunk the wine, so the first guy who gave him the wine would be off the hook. Now that he drank the wine, so the first guy violates lifnei iver. So now the second guy violates lifnei iver of lifnei iver. Okay. The Minchas Chinuch has a suffix. If, let's say you caused someone to do an avera midrabanan, you gave him chicken and milk. Do you violate lifnei iver only midrabanan, or maybe even then you violate lifnei iver min haTorah? So we could say, because it depends on this machlokas as well. If your whole lifnei iver is related to the specific avera that's being done, so if the avera itself is only midrabanan, lifnei iver can't be worse than the avera itself, therefore lifnei iver will be also only midrabanan. But if you hold lifnei iver as a general, so you're not allowed to cause somebody else to do an avera, so even Isser Drabonin, you cause somebody else to do an Averis. Therefore, you might violate lifnei iver, even min haTorah. And Minchas Chinuch says the second way makes more sense, because causing someone to do an Averis mid Drabonin is certainly no worse than giving somebody bad advice. Right? Ein lecha bad advice, gadol mizeh. One final nafkamina, the Gemara in Shabbos discusses, the beginning of Shabbos discusses the Yitzhar of Hotsa'ah. You now let it transfer an item from Rishas Yachid to Rishas Rabim and Rishas Rabim to Rishas HaYachid. And the Gemishna says the following important rule. You only violate Hotsa'ah, Min HaTorah, if you do both the Akira and the Hanacha. In other words, you both picked up the item from one Rishus and you placed it down in the other Rishus. But if you only did one of the two, the Akira or the Hanacha, then you only violate Hotsa'ah Min Rabbanon. And if you did neither of the two, then you don't violate Hotsa'ah at all, it's Mutter. And the Mishnah gives all kinds of cases, how he violates both and one. So the one case the Mishnah gives, you have one person standing inside the Rishus HaYachid, another person standing outside in the Rishus HaRabim, and the person in the Rishus HaYachid picks up the item, and the guy outside takes the item and places it in the Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, the guy inside did the Akira, he picked it up. The guy outside did the Hanacha, he put it down. So each guy only did half of the Aveira, so both of them are only Chayiv Midrabanim. But let's say the guy inside picks it up, sticks his hand out and puts it into the hand of the guy in the Rishus HaRabim. So the guy inside did both. He did the Akira, he picked it up, and he did Hanacha, he put it down in the other guy's hand in the Rishus HaRabim. So he's Chayiv Hotsa'ah Min HaTorah. The guy outside, so he didn't do anything. He didn't do the Akira or the Hanacha. He's totally passive. So the Mishnah says, for him it's Mutter, no Avera whatsoever. So Tosfos asks, how could the Gemara say that the guy outside is totally Mutter, but he's violating with Nehivir? He's causing the guy inside to violate his Isser of Hotsa'ah. So Tosfos is stuck with this question. So he says, you have no choice. You have to say that the person, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the person outside is a guy. So the guy is a guy. So therefore, there's no Lefnevir. It's Mutter. But all the other Rishonim and Tosfos Rishonim, the Rosh and the Ran, they all argue on Tosfos. They say, Pashup Shat in the Mishnah, as we're talking about two Jews, one inside, one outside. Where in the world does Tosfos come to say that we're talking about a guy? Okay, but if you don't like Tosfos' answer, so you're back to the original question. How could the Mishnah say that it's Mutter for the guy outside? What about Lefnevir? So all the other Rishonim give the same answer. They all say, Einach Enami. Of course, there's Lifnei Iver. But when the Mishnah says it's Mutter, it means Mutter with respect to Hilcha Shabbos. And so he didn't violate any Shabbos Aveira. Lifnei Iver, okay, he violated Lifnei Iver, but that's unrelated, so we're not discussing that. So we could say the machlokas between Tosfos and the other Rishonim is what is the Isser of Lifnei Iver. The other Rishonim will hold Lifnei Iver as a general Isser, not related to the specific Isser that's being done. So therefore, Lifnei Iver of Chilul Shabbos is not Chilul Shabbos, it's a general Isser. Therefore, they can give the answer. When the Mishnah says Mutter, it's Mutter with respect to Shabbos. We're not discussing unrelated Isurim, Lifnei Iver. But Tosfos holds that Lifnei Iver is related to the specific Aveira. So Lifnei Iver of Chilul Shabbos is also considered Chilul Shabbos. The Tosfos couldn't give the answer of the other Rishonim that the Mishnah means Mutter with respect to Shabbos, because Lifnei Iver also is Shabbos. Therefore, Tosfos had no choice. He had to say we're talking about a guy. Now, what about halacha lemaisa? The following case could happen. You're saying, let's say you're at work, and a Jewish colleague says to you, can you please pass me that ham sandwich? So, what do you do? Are you allowed to give it to him? Is it Lifnei Iver? So the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, which we quoted at the beginning, has a very important rule when it comes to Lifnei Iver. The Gemara there says, you're not allowed to give a cup of wine to a Nazir, but that only applies if it's what's called Trei Iver Denara, which literally means two sides of the river. And the Gemara means to say that you only violate Lifnei Iver if I'm indispensable to the Avera. In other words, he cannot do the Avera without me. The implication being, if it's Chad Iver Denara, if he could do the Avera without me, then it sounds like there's no problem with Lifnei Iver at all. The only thing is, this seems to be against the Gemara above Metzia, which says the opposite. The Gemara there says, in those days, used to have these professional shepherds who would, you know, watch people's animals during the day. And the Gemara asks, how are you allowed to give your animal to the shepherd? We all know the shepherds are gazlanim, because they let the animals graze in other people's fields. So by you giving your animal to the shepherd, you're causing him, it's Lifnei Iver, you're causing him to violate the Yisrov Gzela. So the Gemara answers, nah, there's no problem of Lifnei Iver because of the rule of Ein Adam Chotei Velo Lo. A person doesn't do an Aveira unless he has some personal benefit. So yeah, the shepherd will let his own animals graze in somebody else's field because he's getting a personal benefit. But he's not going to violate an Aveira for somebody else's animal to graze in somebody else's field. But the implication for the Gemara is, if I knew for sure that the guy was going to graze my animal in somebody else's field, then there would be a problem of Lifnei Iver to give him the animal. So the Ritza asks, why would there be Lifnei Iver in that case? But he's a professional shepherd. He's watching a lot of other people's sheep. So he's violating the Isra anyway. He doesn't need me. And according to the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, if he could do the Avera without me, there's no Lifnei Iver. Here the Gemara implies there is Lifnei Iver. So the Ritza gives three answers to this apparent stira in the Gemaras, and these answers are all important halacha l'maisa. First, the Ritva says when you'll have to say the Gemara above Metziah by the shepherd is we're talking about a case where Ein Echanami, there's nobody else giving him sheep. I'm the only person who's giving him the animals, therefore he cannot do the Avera without me. But let's say Taka, the other people were giving him sheep, and he's doing Avera anyway. In Ein Echanami, there's no problem with the Avera, as the Gemara of Arazara implied. Second answer. And the Gemara of Arazara said that you only violate with Ne'iver if he can't do without me. So we implied if he could do without me, then it's mutter. So that's the wrong diak. Rather, what you should say is if he cannot do the Avera without me, then it's Lifne'iver min HaTorah. If he could do the Avera without me, then it's Lifne'iver min Rabbanan. Oh, so now when the Gemara in Bava Metziah says you're not allowed to give your animal to the shepherd because he's going to violate and it's a problem of Lifne'iver, even though he's doing Yis Avera anyway, that's talking about Lifne'iver mid Rabbanan. So therefore, there's no stira. Both Gemaras are talking about Lifne'iver mid Rabbanan. The third teretz is when the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that if he could do the Avera without me, there's no Isser, that just means if I don't know for sure if he's going to do the Avera. If I give him the wine, he might drink it, he might not drink it, I don't know. So since I don't know if he's going to do the Avera anyway, and he could do it without me, then there's no problem of Lifnei Iver. But the Gemara of Metziah with the shepherd, I know for sure he's doing the Avera. He's grazing the animal in somebody else's field, that's Gzela. So if I know for sure he's violating the Avera, then even in a case where he could do the Avera without me, it'll be Lifnei Iver min HaTorah. So it comes out the three answers of the Ritva from like one extreme to the other. In a case where he could do the Avera without me, is there a Lifnei Iver? It's either no, it's Mutter, or it's Asher Midrabanon, or it's Asher min HaTorah. So how do we paskin? So the Ramah in Yoredeya doesn't really quote the third shita altogether. That's Asher min HaTorah. Because in Ikra, then we paskin that it's Mutter. But the Yesh Machmir, and apparently like the second teretz of the Ritva, that's Asher Midrabanon. If you're able to be Machmir, it should be Machmir. But in Ikra, then we paskin that it's Mutter. So in the case of the guy with the sandwich, so he's going to do the Avera, he could do the Avera without me. So what's that lacha? So it depends on all the shitas we mentioned here. Of course, no one should paskin anything lemaisa from what we said, because every case has different variables and different details. You can always ask a shayla about what to do. I just wanted to lay out the different shitas. A lot of the, a lot of the contemporary poskim had different tshuvas about, modern day Lifnei Ivers. Let me just quote one. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach had the following case. The Mechaber says, you're not allowed to give somebody something to eat or drink if you know he's not going to make a bracha. Lifnei Iver. So the case came to Shlomo Zalman. Someone comes to your house, you know he's not going to make a bracha, so what do you do? So Shlomo Zalman said, you have to evaluate the situation. The guy's going to come to your house and you're going to say, listen, I'd love to give you something to drink, but you're not going to make a bracha. I don't want to violate Lifnei Iver, so I'm sorry. So, obviously, chances are he's not going to be too happy with that. And if anything, you're going to push him further away than he already is. So Shlomo Zalman says, you have to evaluate the situation and see the two options. If you see that it'll be worse not to give him the drink, so then that's a bigger lift than even if you gave him the drink without the bracha. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, basically, you evaluate the situation, you pick the lesser of the two evils, and then when you pick the lesser of the two evils, there's no lift than even at all. Therefore, you should give him the drink without the bracha. And he proves it from the following case. The Gemara in Mako says, we all know there's an issur now to cut off your payas. But the Gemara says there's really two isurim. One issur on the makif, the person who's the cutter, even if you cut somebody else's payas. And a second issur on the nikif, the kadi, the person whose payas are being cut, even by somebody else. And if a person cuts off his own payas, then he violates two isurim. Now the Gemara says, both of these isurim only apply to men, they do not apply to women. To women. So therefore, a woman is allowed to cut off her own payas, and she's allowed to cut off a man's payas. But the Mechaber in Yoredeya paskins, Lemaisa, a woman is not allowed to cut off a man's payas because she violates Lifnei Iver. She's causing the guy, the man, to violate his Isra of having his payas being cut. But Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says, what if your option is like this? Either the woman can cut off the man's payas, or otherwise the man's going to do it himself. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, in that case, for sure, the woman should do it. Why? Because if the woman cuts off the payas, the man only violates one Isur. If he cuts him himself, he violates two Isurim. So if Kibbutz says, that's not Lifnei Iver, she's not causing him to do an Avera, she's saving him from even a bigger Avera. So if that's the case, there's no Lifnei Iver in the first place. So Shlomo Zalman says the same thing in the case with the Bracha. Since without giving him the food, it'll come out a worse result than if he gave him the food without the Bracha, therefore there's no Lifnei Iver whatsoever to give him the food without the Bracha. So just to review, you have this Isur of Lifnei Iver, you're not going to help somebody else do an Avera. had the question, what exactly is the nature of this iser? Is lifnei iver related to a specific avera that's being done? Or no, it's a general iser, you're not allowed to call somebody else to do an avera, and a whole list of the different nafkaminas. How do you value the severity of lifnei iver? Is it ben adam lakam as opposed to ben adam chavero? The whole discussion about the shlichus, in the case of the Yisrael, who's a shlich for the Kohen to marry the Grusha, is he considered a Bar Chayuva or not? Whether it's a Yaharg Val Yavor in the case of Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah? What if the guy in the end of the day doesn't do the Aveira, is there Lifnei Iver? What if he calls him to the Mr. Midrabanon? And the whole discussion about Shabbos, Ben Hotzah, with the Akira and the Hanacha. Then we have the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Bav Metziah, that you only violate Lifnei Iver if you can't do the Aveira without me. What if he could do the Aveira without me? So the Ritva has three pshatim. Either it's mutter, it's Asher Midrabanon, it's Asher Min HaTorah. The Ramah Paskin's Nikra Adin, it's mutter. We Paskin, it's mutter. V'yesh Machmir, and if you're able to Machmir, you should. And then we had the whole the case of Rosh Hashanah Arbach about a person giving him food without a bracha, and the raya he brings from the case of the cutting the payas. Good and yantiv.